The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, July 22, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel reiterated the search for revolutionary and socialist solutions as a response to the difficulties faced by the country due to the intensified U.S. blockade. In his Twitter, the president said, "In the face of the imperial logic of suffocating the Cuban economy to destroy the revolution, the enemy must know that the greater the challenges, our response is more revolution and more socialism." In this way, he repeated what was stated the day before during the parliamentary session by the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy and Planning, Alejandro Gil Fernandez, who gave a detailed report before the deputies on the performance of the economy in the first half of the year. Cuba's Public Health Minister José Ángel Portal reported Thursday that the country is implementing a strategy to control non-communicable diseases, emphasizing prevention and reduction of risk factors. During the 9th ordinary session of the National Assembly of People's Power, he said that the initiative's implementation began this year due to better control of the COVID-19 pandemic. The strategy takes advantage of the potential of the island's health system based on the family doctor and nurse program. It incorporates tools from behavioral medicine, the perspective of health economics, and the toolkit of the HEARTS initiative of the Pan American Health Organization. Portal explained that due to this purpose, an organizational model aimed at the clinical management of complex chronic patients and medical assistance with innovative research from the national biotechnological and pharmaceutical industry would be applied in hospitals. The program presented to Cuban parliamentarians proposes reducing the consumption of tobacco, alcohol, and unhealthy diets, reducing physical inactivity, and promoting preventive clinical care for cardiovascular diseases and diabetes, and the prevention and treatment of cancer. The Minister of Economy and Planning, Alejandro Gil Fernandez, announced a series of steps to speed up the recovery of the island's economy. In a speech before the 9th ordinary session of the National Assembly of People's Power in its 9th legislature, the minister said that 75 measures aimed at increasing foreign exchange earnings and increasing and diversifying exports. The decisions concern both the state and private sectors. Among them is the implementation of an exchange market for the purchase and sale of foreign currency, including the U.S. dollar, taking into account the gradual recovery of the economy, which he said is considered irreversible. Likewise, he stated that the regulatory framework for foreign investment with the non-state sector would be established. And in the international agenda, we have that at least 18 people have been killed in a Brazilian police raid on a sprawling complex of favelas in Rio de Janeiro, state military police said, in the latest deadly police operation in the city's impoverished communities. "It's a massacre inside, which police are calling an operation," one woman told the Associated Press news agency, speaking on condition of anonymity because she feared reprisals from authorities. "They're not letting us help victims," she added, saying she saw one man arrested for attempting to do so. Tactical teams from Rio de Janeiro's civil and military police raided the favela to take down a group suspected of involvement in cargo theft and bank robberies, and that invaded nearby neighborhoods, the military police said in an earlier statement. It said about 400 officers were involved with support from 4 aircraft and 10 armored vehicles. Thursday's raid was the latest fatal police operation in a Rio de Janeiro favela. But Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has defended police tactics in their fight against organized crime, saying previously that gangsters should die like cockroaches. Meanwhile, protesters in Panama have brought much of the nation to a halt, setting up roadblocks to demand more jobs, relief from soaring food and fuel prices, and end to official corruption. While Panama's government agreed to lower fuel prices and open talks with protest leaders over curbing the cost of some food and medicine, demonstrations resumed this week after those talks fell apart. Cesar Ochoa, a union leader who led recent protests of construction workers in the city of Santiago de Veraguas, told reporters, after the 1989 invasion, when the gringos intervened in our nation, from that moment, the alleged democracy was installed in our state. But it's a democracy that robs the poor to feed the rich. It's a democracy that has been ruining the lives of all Panamanians. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.